What do you think, though, seriously, the collective thought is on some of these priorities? Have you had the opportunity to go over them with a fine-tooth comb?
Well, as fine as anybody else has, which hasn't really been that much. I mean, clearly the big story here is that health care reform is going to be buried within the economic stimulus package, at least, you know, from the get-go. And the big news item, I think the big headline, is the government expanding Medicare to cover people who are getting unemployment benefits, including their families, regardless of any types of means testing. And a lot of people think this is the first step towards kind of the government expanding Medicare to be a one-size-fits-all type of government healthcare, universal care program.
So buried, do you mean that it's not going to get the attention that it would otherwise, or that it needs more, or that it's sort of, what do you mean by that?
Well, unquestionably, I think it's buried. The big news items these days is not healthcare reform. The big news is our economy melting down. And within the stimulus package is buried, a radical increase in federal payments for Medicare, a radical expansion of who Medicare covers, the uninsured specifically, and also, for example, $1.1 billion with a B for a government center within HHS that would do comparative effectiveness research on various medical technologies. These are all very contentious issues that are being totally buried, within the deeper story.
The cost seems... I don't even know what the word is for it. The cost.
Well, the word is humongous.
Okay, it's a terrific word, especially since everybody's being told they have to tighten their belts in other areas.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the only bill on healthcare that really is a standalone is the expansion of the SCHIP program. That's going to, obviously raise the income levels. But what no one talks about is the fact that under the current SCHIP ceiling, there are 6 million kids who qualify who aren't even signed up. So, where's the government's plan to sign up all these millions of new kids who qualify? It's absent.
And so, are you concerned that all these provisions being sort of buried in there, that implementation becomes hard? So that becomes it, results become difficult to determine, and we just don't really know what's in there.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's healthcare reform through checkbook. I mean, when you tell the states that they're going to get a bigger lump sum copayment for Medicare, and that Medicare is going to cover people within their borders that are unemployed, states say, by all means, send the check on along. Please expedite. We'll pay the freight charge.
Right.
When you start saying that you're going to provide, comparative effectiveness research so that states and private payers and Medicare can decide, medicines that they should be denied to people, without any debate, without hardly any media coverage, the message you're sending is this is going to be done by federal dictate. I think Pete Stark said yesterday that this stimulus package has accomplished more for health care reform than Democrats had hoped for in the previous 8 years, which I think says quite a lot.
I wonder if there's some sort of political angle to this, too. This is all coming. Everything is coming very fast from this new administration. And we have, the issues with the economic reform. We have issues also with health care reform. Is that, and you had mentioned the media focus doesn't seem to be on health care. And you're right, it's not, because everybody's watching Wall Street. So is that part of the timing of this, too?
I think I'll give the president credit in saying that he's doing all of this on purpose. I can't imagine that these things would be thrown into an omnibus bill because, they had no place better to put it. They're very contentious issues that a lot of people disagree on in both parties. And I think by making it part of this larger legislation, this must-pass legislation, it kind of throws a big hush over the debate, and I think that's not a very good thing at all.
So our audience are mostly feds. People are going to be asked to implement these things. What would you recommend once, if and when this thing eventually becomes passed, how can they help to make it actually happen in a positive way? What can they do?
Well, they've got to pull out the calculator and figure out how much it's going to cost. They have to figure out the issues of fraud and misuse, because it's going to be rampant. Whenever you expand a program like Medicare to cover a whole new swath of people without any means testings whatsoever, that should happen, and it's supposed to happen right away without any oversight, because we're in dire times and there's no time to wait. There's going to be massive fraud, and that falls on the shoulders of the folks in government that have to provide the oversight.
And have to get it done and make it all happen. And it just sounds like it's going to be such a yeoman's task just to even get the money flowing through in a sort of positive way.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah. And I think that when you rush things through, the people you can always blame are the folks in the federal government. They're the ones that do all the heavy lifting, get none of the credit.
We're talking with Peter Pitts. He is the president of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. And just for the edification of our listeners, tell us a bit about the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest.
Oh, thanks for asking. CMPI, Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, is a 501c3, not-for-profit public policy institute, a think tank. We do a lot of work on drug discovery, healthcare reform, access to healthcare, both here and in Europe. So we see a lot of the problems that are happening overseas and how they're being simplified in the debate in the U.S. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of people are looking for simplistic solutions to amazingly complex problems in healthcare, and that's what they're going to get.